everyone, to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was. Welcome back to another episode. Now, I know that it's kind of been sporadic the last few episodes I've made. I think I've only made maybe 3 episodes over the span of like 4 months, which is obviously not ideal. But now that I am getting back into a normal routine, I went up to leadership camp. I've been back and I've been kind of doing all sorts of things at home. But now that I'm back, I'm going to be consistently uploading more and more throughout the months and the weeks to come. So I thank you, first off, that you've been following me, even though I've kind of, you know, withered away a little bit. But I hope that the stuff that I have talked about has been able to stick around and kind of help you to live your daily life, because that's the point. It's not so that maybe once a week you can hear me talk, because who actually cares to hear me talk? What I want you to get is that every single day, not what I say, but the principles of God's Word, you can carry out. So also a little disclaimer, I am currently recording this not in a studio because I don't have any of that stuff, but I am recording in my car with no AC. And my sisters, who are being really, really loud outside of my car. So if you hear some of that, which I'm going to try to mute some of them out if it gets a little bit too crazy. But, okay, we're going to be in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8. And we're just going to read through a few verses in Romans chapter 8, because I've been studying Romans chapter 8, and I've read through it a couple times over this past week, and it's really, really helped me. And Romans chapter 8 is very, very vital for the Christian to live. And you're going to see what I mean by this. Obviously, we know that the Bible says to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed through the renewing. That's important, the renewing of our minds. And, you know, that's a very, very good, important principle. But how do we do that? And Romans chapter 8 breaks that down. So today we're going to read in Romans chapter 8. Now let me get my Bible out. Romans chapter number 8. In verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ. Now that's important there, because now we know that we're talking to the believers. Not this is primarily talking to the believers, because the tools that I'm going to give you and how to fight off these temptations, which we all have, and to renew our mind, these are all tools that can only be picked up by the saved, by the ones who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. So let's just get that out of the way right now, that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you cannot use these tools. Now, therefore, let's keep reading and see another criteria that you have to meet. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So it says, okay, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to them that are saved. But there's specifically no condemnation to them that are saved and walk not after the flesh. There is no condemnation to them that are saved and walk in the Spirit. Now, that's a whole nother criteria. Because, you know, there are saved people that walk in the flesh. There is. There's people that have the light, that have the truth of Jesus Christ, and yet choose to walk in darkness. Now, if that's you today, if you are saved but you still choose to walk in darkness, let me say this, this message still is for you. The tools that I'm going to give you today, you can use, because God gave you the option and God gave you the opportunity and the strength to use these tools that I'm going to give you. But if you don't choose to use the tools, what good are they? What good is a hammer if you're not going to use it to drive in nails? And that also can be brought up in the idea that what good are you, who is supposed to be the tool of God, if you're not letting God use you? What good is a tool that can't be used? Think about that. Now, I'm not doing that to try to be mean, but what I'm saying is the absolute truth. And truth should never be silenced for our feelings. If something is true, it doesn't matter if it hurts or if it's a little bit, you know, hard to hear. Truth is truth is truth. And the truth is that if you have these tools, if you have these tools to get out of the situation that you're in, to get out of the darkness because you're called to the light, if you have these tools and don't use them, they're absolutely worthless. You can't, they're, and you then are absolutely worthless because you're supposed to be a tool for God. Think about that as we continue to read. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak in the through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Okay, so let me break that down. He says, okay, in the Old Testament, in the olden days, the things that the law could not do, which was save us, because it was weak, God came and saved us from the law. He sent his own Son. And that's such an important truth. If you're still listening and you are not saved, and by saved, I'll kind of expound on what saved means a little bit later. But if you are listening here and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as your very real and living personal Savior, guess what? The thing that the law could not do, the thing that you still might be believing in, the thing that you think that maybe the law, maybe the things that you've done can get you into heaven, you're wrong. Those things could not save you. So listen, what did God do? He came and saved you from the thing that could not save you. Isn't that amazing? That God, it says right here that God came down in the likeness of sinful flesh. God came down in the likeness of the thing that couldn't save us to show that he was the only one that could save us. Now, that might sound a little confusing, but it's as simple as this, okay? We couldn't save ourselves. So Jesus had to come down and he had to die on the cross for our sins. And not only die, but he rose again. We often put a lot of emphasis on that he died on the cross. But the important thing is that he rose again. Because if it stopped at the cross, if it stopped when Jesus died, then we would be serving a dead Savior. But the truth is that I am serving a Savior who's alive and living in me. And I'm not just talking about his spirit is alive in me. I mean, he is living literally inside of me. And if you are saved, he is living literally inside of you. Let the righteousness, verse number 4, of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. Okay, so now God says, okay, you know, the first criteria is that you're saved and that you're trying to walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. And God says, okay, so here's a little check the box thing to try to see which one you're going for. You know, you can go online and you can see the online tests, I guess, and it tells you what kind of character you are. God's like, okay, here's a test to see if you're walking after the flesh or if you're walking after the Spirit. And here's the test. He says, okay, the people that walk after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. What's the things of the flesh? Honestly, it's food. It's clothing. The Bible says not to worry about your food. The Bible says not to worry about your clothing because God will provide it. It's people that worry about financial things, the people that mind that stuff. Now, that does not mean that you have to be careless about it, but it means that you have to trust God to provide that stuff. And God, through the situations in your life, will provide that stuff. Essentially, you're serving God, the one that gives you this stuff. You're not serving the stuff. You're not serving the food. You're not serving the drink. You're not serving the clothes. You're not serving the money. Those are all things that you have to, that if you're mindful of, that if you're serving that stuff, you are walking after the flesh and not of the Spirit. If you're constantly thinking of inappropriate things, if you're constantly making inappropriate jokes, all of these things, if you're doing this stuff, You're not walking after the Spirit. What you're doing is you're minding the things of the flesh. These are not my criterias. This is what God says. Now, does that mean that if you're walking after the Spirit, that you'll never think about these things? No. Because we are living in a corruptible flesh. We are living in a corrupted flesh. Let me correct that. But your top priority, when God shows you that you're living after this stuff, when God shows you that you're thinking about these carnal things all the time, which we'll talk about being carnally minded later in this chapter, but the things that you're thinking of, if when God shows you, hey, you're not, your priorities are not on me, what are you doing? Are you saying, okay, God, here, you know what, I know my priorities are not on you, but I want to stay in this mindset. If you're that way, then you're walking after the flesh. Oh, but if you're choosing... That's an important word. They're choosing to walk after the Spirit after God shows you what you've done wrong, then you're walking after the Spirit. Because the Bible says that if you're thinking spiritually minded things, the people that are spiritually minded think on the spiritually minded things. Now, what does that mean? Well, like I said before, instead of worrying about the clothing you're going to wear, trust God that God's going to give you the clothing. Now, that's easy preaching, hard living. I know it is. But God says, hey, you know what? This is the criteria, or this is the test to see who you are serving. If you're worried about all these things all the time, then your mind is always on the flesh. But if you're choosing to serve me, if you're choosing to think of me, then you're spiritually minded. That's the first test that God gives. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnally minded is at enmity with God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Okay, so here's a couple things here. You know, we all, to a certain extent, struggle with our minds. Whether that be, you know, having the bad attitude, whether that be thinking perversely, whether that be... I can't, you fill in the blank. You know what your problem is. We all struggle with this carnality and the fleshly desires of our mind. And we let that stuff kind of sink into our mind. And the Bible says, hey, to be carnally minded, to mind the things of the flesh is death. That is not going to be productive to you. The Bible actually calls it death. Now, what does that mean? You know, I don't believe that you can lose your salvation. I believe that the Bible completely teaches against that, okay? But the Bible says here that to be carnally minded is a death. How can we die? Because apparently the Bible says that once we are saved, then death has no more dominion over us, right? So how then, if we are saved and we're carnally minded, how then is it a possibility to be carnally minded is death? How does that work? Well, I think of James. James says, hey, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. He says, faith without works is dead. So to be carnally minded, that's not to say that you're going to die if you're carnally minded. That if you are carnally minded, your faith is dead. Everything that you try to do, all of the witnessing you try to do to people, all of those things, everything you try to do in your own flesh, it's dead. It doesn't matter. All the charity things you donate to, if you're carnally minded, it's dead. None of it matters because you're not serving God. You can do all the good things in the world. You can solve world hunger. You can help, literally, you can do the most amazing thing in your mind right now. You can think, you can do that. But if you're not doing it in Christ, it's dead. If you're doing it with a carnal mind, it's dead. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to put an emphasis on that word peace. I want you to really think about that. A lot of Christians, we're struggling with peace. And a lot of people try to blame that on our circumstances. Like, well, of course I'm not having peace. You know, somebody I loved has just passed away, which is a tragic thing. You know, of course I'm not having peace. Look at the financial situation I'm in right now. You know why you're not having peace in those situations? And it's terrible. It feels so terrible to say this, but it's true. The reason why you are not having peace in even the worst situations in your life is because you're being fleshly minded. You're minding the things of the flesh. Because if you're minding the things of the spirit and one of your saved family members has just passed away, guess what? You can mourn. The Bible says that's completely fine to mourn. But the key is that you are being spiritually minded and know, hey, God has power over death. He does. And of course you're going to be sad, but you can have peace in knowing that God is taking care of it. Maybe let's talk about the financial situation again. Sure, you might not be going through the most prosperous time in your life, but you know that God says the sparrows don't worry about tomorrow, and you are worth more than many sparrows. Those are the things you can remind yourself with because you're being spiritually minded. You can have peace because you know that no matter what your circumstances look like, you can have peace. And the Bible goes on to say how the carnal-minded is an enemy of God. It's an enmity with God. That means it's opposing God. To be carnally minded is opposing God. Now, try to think about this, okay? Who's going to win between you and God? God. He will. And whether you change your mind right now, whether you choose to stop thinking carnally, whether you choose to stop being fleshly minded on this earth or not, you know, at some point you're going to be spiritually minded, whether that be here on earth while it's your choice or whether God takes you home or when it's time for you to go home to heaven and you look up at God and you're like, okay, now the only thing I can think about is spiritual things because you see God in the flesh. The Bible says, blessed are they that don't see and still believe. So what it's more blessed, you'll be more blessed if on this earth you can notice without fully seeing God in the flesh, but you can notice that being spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death and is opposing God. If you can see that here on earth, you're going to be more blessed than when God shows it to you physically when you die. That's important. Because you don't really have a choice. You know, it's just like we don't really have a choice. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to profess at some point. But you can choose to do it here on earth or you can choose to wait and do it in front of God and be embarrassed and be shamed. Listen, God wants you to change your life right now. Okay, so let me go back and reread verse 7. Because the carnal minded is an enmity with God, for it is subject to the law of God, for it is not subject unto the law of God, neither can it be. So your carnal mind cannot be subject to God. Don't think that you can serve two masters. Don't think that you can say, okay, God, I'm going to serve you, and then, you know, go think about whatever you want. Go watch whatever you want on the internet. Go serve, go do your job specifically for the money, and go do it so that you can be prosperous instead of trusting God and doing it for God and then letting God in his righteousness and in his mercy bless you. You can't do that. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James says. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You, like I just said, you cannot please God if you're in the flesh. You cannot please God if you're carnally minded. So my question to you is, are you striving to please God? That is so vital that if you want to please God, which it should be, that is our reasonable service to serve God and to please God because that is what we're made for. And you can't do what you're made for if you are carnally minded. You need to get this carnality out of your mind. Verse number 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. That's going to be my closing point right here, okay? He is talking to believers and he's saying, hey, to be carnally minded is death. It's wrong. It's sin. You can't please God. You can't please God if you're in your flesh. But then he says, hey, but remember, you're not of the flesh. He's reminding us that since we're saved, we don't have to be owned by this anymore. And this is why I love the Bible, because it is a redemption arc. Every single thing it tells you to do is a redemption. When it tells you that you're wrong, when it tells you that you're sinning, there's a redemption arc that through Jesus Christ, not through your own strength, not through anything else, but through Jesus Christ, you can be healed. You can get back to that relationship with God, and nobody is too far gone. You might think you're too far gone. You might think that the things you look on the internet, the things that you think about, the lack of faith that you have in God, you might think that you're too far gone, but remember, God says that He is the light of the world. We're just mirrors of it. Jesus says that he is the light of the world. And if we want to shine the light through us, we have to remember that it's not our own light. God never commands us to shine our light for God, because God sees our depraved state. God says, hey, let me shine my light through you. So he says, hey, you can't be carnally minded, because being carnally minded is death, it's sin, it's darkness. But remember, your light is not of yourself, and you're not of the flesh. The light that you're supposed to be shining is not of yourself, but it's of the Spirit of God. So he says, hey, walk in the Spirit. Step by step, walk, abide in Jesus, the very living Savior. Because when we do that, when we choose to walk in the Spirit, that is when our life is changed. Not when we try to walk in the Spirit. Not when we try to walk righteous before God, because that's not what he calls us to do. He doesn't call us to try to walk righteously in our own power. He calls us to walk righteously in him. So are you going to do that? Are you going to choose to walk righteously and not in carnality? Because the Bible says that the carnal mind is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Do you want to live? Do you want to feel peace in your life? That's things that so many Christians are falling short of today, is peace. And the reason they're falling short of peace is because they're walking in the Spirit. They're not letting God overtake them. An episode that I really want you to listen to, if you haven't listened to already, it was probably 6 months back now. It is Jesus really the Lord of your life? Look for it. Because it goes into detail on what you need to give up. And in short, you need to give up everything if God's going to be the Lord of your life. If you're going to walk spiritually and not be carnally minded, you have to let Jesus be your everything. Is it worth it to you? Do you want to please God? Because it is possible. It is possible for your life to shine for God. If it wasn't, then God wouldn't tell you to do it. Let your light shine before men, that others may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten Son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless. Thank you.